This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Neil Gorsuch is Donald Trump's nominee for the United States Supreme Court. And I got to say, I'm really thrilled about this pick, because Gorsuch is very much in line with Justice Antonin Scalia, who was, some say murdered, others say he passed away. But it's very, very suspicious that his body was destroyed without an autopsy. It very much points to the possibility that he was murdered. And why would he be murdered? Well, the same reason Andrew Breitbart was murdered, to silence him. And the idea was that if Democrats could replace Scalia with a liberal on the court during the last few months of Obama's term in office, that they would have a liberal majority, and that position could not be filled by a conservative. Well, that push failed. And yeah, they managed to probably kill Scalia, but they were not able to fill his seat on the Supreme Court. So when Donald Trump won the election, well, now he gets to fill it. And you see, you got to remember, the left, the reason they didn't push very hard for Obama to fill the seat was because they thought they had rigged the election sufficiently to overcome any actual voting of real people. And they rigged the election. And they just didn't rig it enough. Yeah, they rigged it enough to sort of score a, what they call a popular vote, which is probably a few million illegals voting. And why can illegals vote in the United States? Because of Supreme Court decisions, by the way. And this is why, you know, Supreme Court decisions that would not allow national voter ID laws. This is exactly why we need Neil Gorsuch. Because we need a national voter ID law. I mean, every country in the world almost has you have to show your ID to vote, except America. Because the Democrats don't want anybody to be able to vote only once if they support Democrats. I mean, basically, the Democrats only win by voter fraud. That is their voter strategy. Illegals, fraud, multiple votes by the same people, all of these shenanigans. And it's exactly people like Neil Gorsuch who can stop that. And this is why Trump's victory was so devastating to the left. Not even because of Trump himself, although, yeah, he's causing heads to explode across the left spectrum of the political realm, but mostly because whoever won the election was going to be able to fill the seat of Scalia and then also potentially fill another one or two seats in the years ahead as current Supreme Court justices retire. Now, in case you don't know, Supreme Court nominations, once you're confirmed, it's a lifetime position. You can't be fired. And so this guy, Neil Gorsuch, it seems like, I think he's right around my age. And so he's got a good long time to serve on this court. He's going to be around. Probably, I think he's around 50. He's going to be active on the court for probably another good 25 years. That's awesome. That means for 25 years, we've got locked in. This guy's locked in on issues like Second Amendment rights, like real free speech, school choice, perhaps. He might even be able to help us outlaw third-term, late-term abortions, for example, which is a crime against children. You know, a crime, it's murder in the late stages of pregnancy. It's murder to kill a child. There's so many issues that, of course, come before the Supreme Court. And Gorsuch is considered someone who takes the words of the Constitution in a very literal sense. And he doesn't like to rewrite law, reinterpret based on modern-day interpretations. He says the Constitution means, let me say that again. Gorsuch says the Constitution means what it says. That's a literal reading of the Constitution, and that's exactly the kind of person that we need right now. Because, trust me on this, if Clinton had won, she would have put in place a Supreme Court justice that would have overruled the Second Amendment, would have stripped away gun rights from all Americans, which would have, by the way, led to a civil war and an armed uprising and probably patriots overthrowing Washington, because there are millions of us, I count myself as one of them, who simply will not give up our gun rights ever, 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 period. End of story. Come and take it, you asshats. Come and try. You know, that's the way we feel. Probably 100 million of us similar to that. And so Hillary Clinton would have thrust our country into an actual civil war where Gorsuch is going to affirm and protect the Second Amendment rights and hopefully in that way help keep the peace. So with this guy, we have it all. We have a young guy who can serve for a long period of time. I mean, young in the sense of a Supreme Court justice. We have a guy who's obviously extremely intelligent. He is a scholar. He is well-regarded. He writes very well. He makes his opinions are very readable, even by people who may not be deeply familiar with the law, for example. Sort of ordinary people can read what he writes and make sense of it. It's not just legalese all the time. And he's obviously an honest, ethical person as well. He believes in the founding fathers and their vision for America. He believes in real justice. And he's not one of these activists. And these leftist Supreme Court justices like Kagan, these leftists they're all activists and they don't believe in any law. What they believe in is politics, and they will twist and distort laws and words in order to make the decision that they want. I mean, you look at the decisions of justices like Kagan and Sotomayor, and they're just liberal activists. It's like all liberals. They don't believe in any principles. They selectively apply the rules, the laws, their thinking, their arguments, only to push forward a progressive agenda, and they block a conservative agenda. Whereas actual conservatives tend to have a universal application of ethics and morals and laws that they apply equally to all situations, and they don't just play politics with their decisions. They're actually principled people. You know, like Clarence Thomas, he's a principled person, which is, of course, exactly why they tried to destroy him. And speaking of destruction, what we are likely to see now with Gorsuch and the confirmation hearings that will take place in the Senate, we're going to see the lying, fake news, unhinged left-wing media do everything in their power to try to destroy his credibility, his reputation, to call him a liar. They will literally fabricate false accusations against him, just like they did Clarence Thomas. They will come up with their own modern-day Anita Hill if they have to. They'll come up with a woman. They'll hire an actress if they have to, pay her money to falsely accuse Gorsuch of sexually assaulting her or whatever. It doesn't matter. They'll come up with something and they will fabricate it. It will be fake news, but they will repeat it on CNN. They will repeat it in the New York Times. They will keep publishing it over and over and over again until they create a fake news narrative in the minds of factless leftists who will then turn it into a quote fact. Because remember, on the left, consensus is fact. So if enough people believe a lie, then magically it becomes transformed into the truth on the left. So they have, in other words, some of their current truths are that Trump is a misogynist, that Trump is a woman hater, or that Trump is a racist. None of these are true, but they are quote truths on the fake news left. And so they're going to pull the same thing. You're going to see the same people, the same Harry Reid style tactics used against Neil Gorsuch. It's going to be shameless. It's going to be all out, no holds barred. It's going to be outright war, info war against Neil Gorsuch. And you're going to see this war played out in the pages of the Washington Post, which is lying fake news, CNN, fake news, New York Times, fake news, MSNBC, laughably, pathetically fake news, and on and on and on. The entire mainstream media is going to deliberately and maliciously lie, fabricate, smear, slander, defame any malicious tidbit of information that they can come up with. Doesn't matter if it has any truth to it. They're going to use it to try to destroy Gorsuch. So Neil Gorsuch has his work cut out for him. He's going from someone who has been relatively unknown. I mean, his name wasn't a household word until now. Now he's going to be enemy number two of the left, because enemy number one is Trump. So Gorsuch is going to be enemy number two of the radical left, which is completely delusional, completely detached from reality. The left is run by politicians who are deliberate, malicious liars. They are evil people. They hate America. They hate the Constitution. And they hate people who defend the Constitution, like Neil Gorsuch. They hate the Bill of Rights. They hate the Second Amendment. They're filled with hatred and bigotry and racism and intolerance, and yet they don't see that in themselves. They project that onto people like Gorsuch. They're going to call him a racist. So just watch. Just watch. They're going to scrutinize every word that he ever wrote and every legal opinion, and they're going to selectively edit his words and rearrange them and quote him completely out of context, deliberately, in order to twist around the things that he said. And I know this for a fact, because this is what they do to everyone that they're trying to destroy, whether it's Trump or Gorsuch or Clarence Thomas or the Health Ranger. It doesn't matter who it is. They are going to use the same malicious tactics, the same deceptions, because it's worked for them before. Before, anyway, but now the rules have changed. Now the media is discredited. Now Trump is in charge, and he's not backing down. Thank God for that. So my advice to Neil Gorsuch would be, don't back down either. You weren't nominated to reach across the aisle and make peace with the other side. You weren't nominated to reach consensus in a warm, fuzzy, safe space with the radical, unhinged, lawless left. You were nominated as a warrior to defend the Constitution against its enemies, foreign and domestic. And its enemies are numerous, and its enemies are widely represented across the left-wing media and left-wing politics, and even the bureaucracy, not just the judicial bureaucracy, but of course also the legislative bureaucracy and the executive bureaucracy. The enemies of America are numerous, and they are widespread, and they have infiltrated every sector of society, including education. And we need a strong constitutional defender in the Supreme Court to help weed out the subversives and the America haters and the deceivers and the liars and the destroyers who populate, who have infiltrated all of these different areas, different sectors of our society. And with that said, by the way, I don't want to pre-endorse every decision that Neil Gorsuch makes. It is impossible for any two people to agree on every decision. There are going to be decisions that Neil Gorsuch makes that I might personally disagree with. That's not the point. The only thing that I want Gorsuch to do is to be consistent in his reasoning and in his application of the words and the intent of the Constitution. If that leads to an outcome that differs from my personal opinion, so be it. Gorsuch is a constitutional scholar. He's far more informed about the Constitution than I ever will be. That's not my focus. Just like he won't work in a laboratory and do forensic food analysis. Right? We're all specialists. We have different areas of focus. I trust his judgment when it comes to the Constitution. So he may decide on things that I disagree with. For example, I support the decriminalization of medical marijuana. He may not support that, and he may find good, solid legal reasoning not to. I can't imagine that, given that the founding fathers all grew hemp and used hemp and farmed with hemp. I mean, freaking most of the documents were written on hemp. You know, wasn't the Constitution itself written on hemp? So, you know, I don't see how he can be opposed to hemp as a constitutional scholar, but I was just saying as an example, he may arrive at decisions that I don't agree with. And so be it. That just goes with the territory. You can't, it's unreasonable to expect anyone to agree with 100% of what you want. Not going to happen. But what I don't want to see is another John Roberts Obamacare kind of fiasco, which was a total nightmare. Wasn't that Roberts? Yeah, that was Roberts. Chief Justice Roberts being compromised, obviously, or threatened in some way into supporting Obamacare as a tax, which was totally absurd. Somebody got to Chief Justice Roberts. I'm convinced of it. Just like somebody got to Antonin Scalia. Remember, there is a war happening behind the scenes. Under the surface, there is a covert war that does involve assassinations of people like Andrew Breitbart or Aaron Swartz. There is a war taking place, and there are efforts underway, no doubt, to assassinate Donald Trump. And they're no doubt being funded by radical leftists who see assassinations as their way to achieve power. And again, I believe that Scalia, I think there's a very good chance that he was assassinated as well. There's a lot of very strange things surrounding his death. So let us hope that Gorsuch can remain safe, that his family will be safe, that Donald Trump will be safe, and let us hope that in any case, no matter what happens with the Supreme Court and the nominees, that we, the people, do what is necessary to protect our republic from its enemies. And I tell you today, its enemies are the political left. Its enemies are communists, socialists, Marxists, statists, who are like the Hillary Clinton followers. They are the enemy of America, and it is people like Neil Gorsuch that may yet be able to defend us against the tyranny, the twisted aims and agendas of the radical left, and their desire to subvert America and overthrow its legitimate government and replace it with really what they really want is a communist regime. Not going to happen on my watch. Definitely not going to happen under Neil Gorsuch's watch either. So that's why we should support him. So stay tuned on all this. Watch or visit Trump.news. We've also acquired Gorsuch.news. That's spelled Gorsuch.news, where we will cover Neil Gorsuch and his nomination process. And on that website, our goal is to, of course, report the truth that the mainstream media refuses to report, because they will be trying to destroy him. They will be lying about him constantly. So check out Gorsuch.news for updates. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke. compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.